And then
the next day I came to Lufkin. And there wasn't somebody to meet me uptown. Well, then I had to get a taxi out. If they knew I was coming, well, somebody met me. But you know, there were not many roads then that cars could travel on.
Do you remember
especially in wet weather.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember the first car that your father had for the family?
My daddy never owned a car.
Oh.
The first car I remember seeing was, I guess when it must have been when we lived at Bluff City. I mean, it's somewhere, and it was Mr. Jackson had the car. Because I can remember these little old weeds growing up that has a little blue boom across the field space. That's where he was driving it.
And this Mr. Jackson, you remember what his first name was?
I believe he was J.E.
Okay. And the Bowman, do you remember what Mr. Bowman's name was that you mentioned? Or what her name was?
I don't remember her name. His name's right on the end of my tongue, but I can't.
Mm-hmm.
We always said Mr. and Ms., and so we didn't... hear the names.
Oh. And then where are some more places you taught?
Oh, I taught at Oakhurst. And I taught at over out of Cargan at Benton Springs, a one teacher school. And it's way out down across Piney Creek towards the river.
Mm-hmm.
It's really out. And I had 12, 15 pupils.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked at least 2 miles to school, might have been farther.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. And we carried a dinner. And ate dinner, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the longleaf pines grew around the schoolhouse. And we piled big longleaf pine burrs up waist high. You know,
they're so pretty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we had a spring that we got the water out of.
Mm-hmm.
And one time the house caught on fire. The heater was in the middle of the house and the pipe run up through the roof. It caught fire up there. And we moved the desk, a single desk, out of the school building, and we emptied our buckets, and the kids, we had a bucket per grade. I stacked the chairs on top of the desk so I could reach somebody. And the kids would bring the water, and I'd hand it up to them, and we put the fire out.
Oh, well. You didn't panic then, huh?
No. You know, everybody got out.
Uh-huh.
Two people had goats, and the kids would get lost in the... round. They fed around the school. And we would try to catch the kids and get them a mama goat. Sometimes we didn't.
Oh.
One time we went picnicking off down towards the river. There was a chalk branch, had real chalk in it. And we went down there one time picnicking. We had weenies and hot dogs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They were nice people, good people. Let me see, then I taught to I taught at Iola 2 years. It's in Grimes County, out of Huntsville, Navasota. I taught at New London 12 years. Oh. And it's nothing like teaching in an oil field. The people were good people. They gracious, generous people. Of course, we had everything we needed in school. Mm-hmm. We didn't want for a thing. And I taught in Lufkin. Mm-hmm. And I taught down at Savannah. I taught in Robstown. I taught at Channelview. And I've taught at Dybo.
Mm-hmm. How many years did you teach?
42.
42 years.
That's a real record. Mm-hmm. Your teaching time at New London, how was it before or after the explosion?
I went there the fall after the explosion.
That was a sad...
That was...
Happening.
That was unusual. And you talk about parents being concerned about their children, mm-hmm. and you couldn't blame them.
No.
My brother Moy's son, Moy Van, was in the explosion. He was in the building that exploded. He had brain damage. He had a place up here out of his brain, and up here he had two. He had the little boy behind him, the little boy ahead of him was killed. The little boy behind him pulled him out mm-hmm. from under the desk. And his daddy worked for the Humble. And when the explosion, you know, everybody went. And as Moy was going into the wreckage, he met somebody coming out with Moy Van. He recognized him by his hair and boots. Mm-hmm. And of course they had to carry him a certain place until they could send him. And he went into Mother Francis Hospital in Tyler. They opened it. It was about ready to be opening. They opened it early for that. And he wasn't as badly injured as some of the rest of them. And he was not the first one that, you know, that had surgery. But Dr. DeRica from Dallas did the surgery on his brain, on his head. And this place was left open. He didn't put a cap up there. And he got over that. Well, anyhow, some people lost their only children. And a lot of people lost them. Mm-hmm.